As confirmed coronavirus cases within the state surpass 1,000, prison reform advocates continue to call on the Lamont administration to do more to address the health and safety of people within the prison system. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay has more.
There are three groups that advocates say can't be overlooked during the coronavirus pandemic: people headed into jail or prison, people who are already incarcerated, and people who are preparing to re-enter society. Dr. Ben Howell works with patients who are in and out of prison. He says Connecticut correctional facilities are not equipped to effectively monitor the spread of the coronavirus.
That's just something that correctional systems aren't set up to do, to quickly recognize people who are sick, quickly escalate their care if needed, and get them potentially to ICU level care. And then sort of be able to quarantine and move people around a system.
In a press release, the Department of Corrections said it has suspended visits and limited gatherings within facilities, but has not specifically said what it's doing to monitor the health of inmates. In March, at least 300 people were released from prison as a part of routine end-of-sentence proceedings. The Lamont administration has not agreed to release additional inmates as a way of combating the spread of the coronavirus. Here's spokesperson Max Reese.
By design, our correctional institutions, whether they're in Connecticut or anywhere else, are impossibly difficult places for social distancing. However, we have to make sure they function the right way.
When it comes to keeping people out of prison, Chief Public Defender Christine Rapallo said no offense to Zoom meetings, but holding court hearings in person are the most effective.
Technology is no substitute for being able to talk to a person. If you have to do it by video conferencing, the attorneys have very little ability to have confidential communications with the clients. I think people don't share as much of their information when they don't have a face-to-face relationship where you can build trust with somebody.
The DOC has not yet reported any inmates who've tested positive for the virus. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.